From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Wednesday, April 10th. Tails will fly when kites take to the sky this weekend at Community Park in Chico. Kite Day is an iconic spring celebration. Many from Chico and beyond will gather on the field to gaze at hundreds of colorful kites. Organizers say this year's activities will include a spring market featuring floral bouquets and garden starts. There will also be food trucks, crafts, and live music. The first 400 kids who arrive will receive free kites to decorate and send aloft. The event is this Sunday between noon and 3 p.m. And Chico's Thursday Night Farmers Market debuts its 27th season this week. The market will be bigger than ever with more vendors, more crafts, more variety, and more entertainment. Event organizers told the Chico Enterprise Record that 120 vendors are signed up for opening night. That's about 30 more vendors than last year. The event will likely be crowded. More than 9,000 people attended last year's opening night. The market runs from 6 to 9 in the evening. The city closes streets in the downtown core an hour earlier. And in other news, 11 inmates at the Butte County Jail were flagged for possible detention by Immigration and Customs Enforcement last year. But County Sheriff Corey Honey told supervisors at Tuesday's meeting that ICE did not pick up any of them.
We can go through the various demographics of those 11 people if you'd like, or I can just cut to the chase and tell you that ICE didn't come and get anybody.
Honey said he wasn't sure why ICE didn't come. A state law called SB 54 took effect in 2018 and limits how much local law enforcement can cooperate with ICE. That law also requires they report their interactions with ICE through public meetings. Honey told the Board of Supervisors ICE wasn't interested in 21 people in the county jail in 2023. Under SB 54, it could have transferred 11 of them to its custody. Honey's presentation was to inform the board, and supervisors took no action. And the runner-up for a seat on Shasta County's Board of Supervisors asked election officials for a recount. Now she's backtracked. NSPR's Adia White reports.
Laura Hobbs had requested that the elections office recount ballots after she lost the District 2 race to Alan Long. Hobbs trailed Long by about 3,300 votes. The office estimated the cost for the first day of the recount would be more than $8,000. Whoever requests a recount is required to pay the costs, but according to the Writing Record Searchlight, Hobbs didn't pay the required fee. The paper reported she instead met with officials from the elections office and several supervisors, then the recount was canceled. After the meeting, Hobbs posted on Facebook that she didn't agree with the elections office on their counting methods. Shasta County's Assistant Registrar of Voters told NSPR the elections office had spent the last week preparing for the recount, including recruiting paid volunteers and paying for additional security. For NSPR News, I'm Adia White.
Residents of Chico will soon see massive roadway improvements across the city. Officials announced sprawling plans this week for $60 million worth of road and pavement improvements. They include a bikeway overpass above Highway 99, the widening of Bruce Road, and the repavement of Upper Park Road. Officials say these projects will be funded from the Measure H sales tax, gas taxes, waste hauler franchise revenues, and state and federal grants. Also, you have just 1 week to file your taxes. The IRS processes around 160 million tax returns each year. 25 to 30% of those come in during April. IRS spokesperson Rafael Tolino says in a rush to beat the deadline, procrastinators often make mistakes.
If you're omitting something or if something is wrong, you're transposing your routing number or bank account number for your direct deposit or transposing a social security number, that can slow things down. So those kinds of things where you want to take your time, check your math, make sure you're taking what you're eligible for.
Tolino says another common mistake by those filing a paperless return is not pressing submit. The IRS says they will only contact you through the mail and not through phone calls or emails. And finally, a new report has found that California has failed to systematically track homelessness spending and isn't adequately positioned to collect data and assess outcomes. The report was released by the California State Auditor yesterday. It found only two of the five state programs could provide enough information to assess their cost effectiveness. According to the report, the state has spent over $20 billion since 2018 to solve the current homelessness crisis. During that period, California's overall homeless population increased by 32%, and half of the nation's unsheltered homeless now live in California. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, April 10th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Norgrove.